Yes.
All right, and are they, would you say they're about,
medium size, they're hardly as large as the bloodhound or the blue tick.
A little smaller than
a
bloodhound or blue tick. And what color are they usually?
Well, it's usually dark and maybe brown, dark and brown.
Mm-hmm. But they're different. Are their ears, how are their ears?
No, their ears, I think, are smaller than the hound.
All right.
I'm no.
No, I know. I just wonder if you could, if you kind of have a picture of a cur in your mind.
Yeah,
I just try to get it straight.
Well, that's about all I can think of. Maybe they might have a little longer hair on the underside of the tail than a hound.
I see.
Maybe we wouldn't call them a shaggy dog.
Yeah.
But similar.
It's not a semi. It's not a bird dog though,
no,
like a hound.
No.
It's more of a.
They're not pointer retrievers.
Are these the kind of dogs they use? They fight with.
I think they are the fighting type.
Uh-huh, they're fighting dogs, yeah. All right, now, we talked about the kind of animals, the kind of animal you have on the farm for milk.
Some people have goats and some cows, but the breed of the cows that we mostly had, I believe, was the Jersey, known as the Jersey species.
Yeah.
And however, these days they've got the Guernsey, and also there's another type, but I can't think of what it is now.
Guernsey's has very rich milk.
Yes, it does, and they are good producers from all accounts. Now these dairy people have the Holstein, and I know a fellow told me just yesterday that a fellow tried to sell a dairyman a cow, and he asked how much milk she'd give. He said about 3 gallons. Oh, he said, we turn them dry at that.
Is that right?
That's right. He said they couldn't afford to keep them unless they'd give them about 6 gallons.
Uh-huh.
Well, which was, you know, cost you just as much to feed a non-producing cow as it does one.
Right. 6 gallons? They get 6 gallons?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Boy, that's a lot.
They have to have it. You'd be surprised to see these days.
That's a lot of milk.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's getting down to Dennis. We took a bath. <One cow. laughs> I was going to drown myself, isn't it?
Yeah, right. What do you call the male in a herd?
A male bull.
Yeah. Do you remember when you were a boy that they didn't like to use that word around women?
Oh, yes, people are bashful. We have them today, too.
What do they call them now instead of, what would they call them then instead of a
bull?
Male.
Well, Jesus God, we wouldn't even put it on.
Yeah. Good sound.
That's really fine.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Now how about, we talked about mules last time.
Yes.
What would you call two mules working together?
Well, a team.
All right. Do you remember when you had two animals working together, what you called the one? Did you have a different name for the one on the left and the one on the right?
Oh, yeah, they call it the lead horse.
Which was the lead horse?
I think it would be the right.
Now, is that on your right when you're standing behind
Yes,
them?
I think that's
this
right.
One,
yes.
The one over here.
That's what I would think. Right. Now, I'm not sure.
Now, did the lead horse usually walk in the furrow or walk on the high ground?
Well, I'm trying to think there. It just depend on which one he wanted there. But I imagine he'd walk in the furrow.
All right.
Just thinking.
Yeah. Now, how about the things you hold on to when you...
That's the reins.
That's when you're riding horseback or when
you're... That's the reins.
Now, how about when you're plowing?
To plow, you say? Well, the same thing as plow lines.
All right. Now, and the things you put your feet in when you're riding on a horse?
Oh, say, stirrups.
Okay. Now, how did you, what did you say to a horse or mule to get him to turn left and right?
Gee,
All right. Now, which is which?
High is left, I believe, and G is right.
Did you ever hear Grandpa Jones' song, I Don't Know G from Ha?
Oh, I've heard him.
I had some knowledge. It ain't no fun of being dumb. I wish I'd gone to college. He says, I don't know G from Ha. And it's so funny because none of my students know G from Ha, you know.
Well, I guess it's a common ailment.
Sure.